ESPN FM.
Hey, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 14th, 15th. Well, the big news, I guess it broke about a day or two ago. The House passed H.R. 200. Okay, it's called the, those are various names for the bill, the Modernization of Recreational Fishing Management Act. Now it's, I'm here, it's called the Strengthening Fisheries Community, Increasing Flexibility in Fisheries Management Act. No matter how it's referred to, this will greatly benefit the recreational fishing public and all the businesses that depend and boating into that depend on this viable fishery, which is improving by the year. And I'll tell you, it was a bruising fight. I mean, the matter of fact, the RFA was at the front of this from the get-go, saying it has to be, there has to be flexibility, these arbitrary timelines, blah, 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 not going to work. And how true was that? Joining us on the line right now is Jim Donofrio. He's the president and executive director of Recreational Fishing Alliance. And I want to quote Donofrio on this. It's, we're on our way to pragmatic Magnuson-Stevens Act reform that will allow better access, again, better access to rebuild fish stocks while ensuring long-term sustainability. And now the vote was, I'll tell you, it wasn't as pro H.R. 200 as I thought. It broke down to 222 to 193, I believe, mostly along partisan lines. Now, you had Don Young, Republican Alaska, to sponsor this, and he had some Democrats, co-sponsors as well. I want to ask Jimmy, he's on the line patiently waiting, break this down a little bit and what this means for the future. Jim, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a hard-fought battle, brother.
Good morning, Tom. Glad to be on the show again and the opportunity to tell your listeners what's really going on down here. H.R. 200 is not the Modern Fish Act, and I made that very clear, and I'm not talking out of the schoolyard with my colleagues that worked real hard on this. Don Young would be insulted. I sent an email out to some of them last night and said he would be insulted by you calling his bill the Modern Fish Act. It's not the Modern Fish Act. It has parts of the Modern Fish Act in there, which is great. But it's his bill, and it's called the Strengthening Fishing Communities and Increasing Flexibility in Management Act. That's his bill. That's okay. The bill that passed. Modern Fish Act did not pass. I saw press releases from national organizations. The Modern Fish Act passed. No, the Modern Fish Act didn't pass. A bill that contains some language in it, some amendments, yes, okay? Important stuff. One of the things that the difference is, the Modern Fish Act is a separate bill that's in the Senate right now, okay? The language in there's some good things in there, for the Gulf of Mexico and some other places, but there's some language in there that's weaker on the flexibility and timeline management that we need. And that language that's in H.R. 200 is what we want in the finished bill when the Senate and the House get together once they pass a Senate bill. Now, we're not sure if the Modern Fish Act is going to be the finished bill because the chairman of the committee, Dan Sullivan, may any day introduce a Senate bill of his own. And he's listened to us. He's had 8 hearings. He knows what we need. He knows clearly that we need the H.R. 200 language on flexibility and timeline rebuilding and the ACLs. That's the problem now. Right. The crux of this whole problem of why we can't catch sustainable fish that are rebuilt is the language that's in the current bill. And we're gonna fix it if we can. But the Modern Fish Act language in the Senate does not fix it. And it's very weak. And that's why you're not seeing the enviros go balls to the wall against it right now. They went after this bill because they don't want to change the system that they put into place in 1998 and in 2005. It was their doing that created the 10-year arbitrary deadlines.
Right.
And if you listen to Don Young the other day, we got rid of that. Fisheries don't rebuild, at the same time. This is a science-based bill that we worked very hard with just the Young staff with. Much of the language in that on the flexibility was drafted by Mr. Frank Pallone, who signed the bill. He was one of the few Democrats that got on the bill. I had a great talk with Frank Pallone. He is back in the fold helping our fishermen and basically told me that fisheries do not belong with environmental groups. Environmental issues are issues like oil and drilling off the coast and pollution and dumping. Those issues, he'll always be an environmental and what he told me is that he said, Jim, clearly the fisheries issues are not environmental issues. And he sees it. And I got to tell you, it was an awakening. It was great to have Frank on board because you know what way to work? I don't care. There's a lot of partisan listeners. I'm not that partisan. as I told Frank Pallone and some others, I'm a Republican, but I'm a smart Republican. If you have all Republicans in Congress, you're going to have a gang of thoughts.
Right.
If you have all Democrats in Congress, you're going to have a gang of thoughts.
Right.
What we need in this country is good, spirited debate with members of Congress that can work across party lines and get things done. You need the two-party system to make things happen the right way. So there's a balance there. It's a balancing act. We can't have one party take control. And having somebody with Mr. Pallone's seniority will help us. It will help us gain other victories in the future. And I'm happy he's on the bill. But we had one Republican in New Jersey. Any of your listeners live in his district. Leonard Lance. Make sure we vote him out of Congress. He's no good. He's a rhino. And he's never helped. He voted against us. He was the only Republican that voted against us.
Wow. And,
Yeah. He's a bum. He's a bum. And I'll say right here live on the radio, he's a bum for what he did. He was lobbied by all the groups, the fishing groups, the commercial guys, the rec guys, to vote for the bill, and he didn't do it. And so he went with the enviros. He can live with them. And hopefully we'll get a new member of Congress in that district in the future. But this bill here, if we get this bill butted up with a good Senate bill, and possibly maybe even get the Modern Fish Act amended, we're going to have a good bill going to the president's desk very shortly. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, join us on the Rockefeller line this morning. Excuse me, Jim Donofrio, president and executive director of Recreational Fishing Alliance. Topic is the House passed by a vote 222 to 193, the Strengthening Fishing Community and Increasing Flexibility in Fisheries Management Act. And it's good news for the recreational anglers and the recreational boating industry. Jim, so to the Senate bill, S-1520, is that being tweaked? Is that being totally reworked? Now you said there's
no, that's
change.
No, it is what it is. It passed markup, passed out of committee. It hasn't been voted on. There's a block on the bill. There's a block on the bill to pass it right now. And my colleagues in the coalition are not happy about the block. They want to pass the bill as written. I'm glad there's a block on it. I don't want that bill to pass as written because the language in there, the rebuilding language, the flexibility, the ACL language is weak. It's very weak. And that's why the enviros like the bill. They actually like the bill because it doesn't help us.
Now that's red flags all over the Atlantic Ocean if the enviros are, like you said, going balls to the wall on it. I mean, the Marine Fisheries Conservation Network at Infinitum. S-1520, it's blocked. Is it going to die? Or what's the story?
Yeah, well, we're not sure. We're not sure what, you know, Dan Sullivan, the senator from Alaska, you know, he's the chair of the committee. He's a great guy. He's a good friend. And he understands what we need. He may take that bill and put some amendments in it. We don't know. He may do his own bill. I actually talked to minority staff yesterday in the Senate. I was on the Hill all day yesterday, and I talked to the staff, person that's in charge over there. I'm not going to give any names, but he and I had a great conversation. And Bill Nelson from Florida, you got to give him a lot of credit. He actually got the ball rolling on Magnuson reform in the Senate, and that's what started this whole thing. He introduced the Modern Fish Act, and I thank him for that. But I talked in his staff yesterday that works for, the committee and actually works for Bill Nelson. I made it clear. I said, if the senator would like to actually put an amendment in that's similar to the language in H.R. 200, that would be a great help. And I explained to him that in the Gulf of Mexico, for his state, for Florida, the flexibility language in there, the ACL language in there, is actually the issue they need to fix the problem down there. Now, a lot of the people understand that, this EPA issue with the exempt fishing permits for the sector separation and catch years,
right?
That's the big issue. And it's really not the big issue. That was a Band-Aid that was created by the environmental groups for a broken system. So they created catch years and sector separation. They said, well, if you guys want fish, this is what you have to do. But no, if we fix the ACL issue, fix the guidelines, the deadlines, and we fix the flexibility part of that we're doing, and get this new data collection system, which Senator Nelson wants to do, have the universities, have the students go out and get the data so MERP is actually working. If we do that, I told them there'll be enough red snapper for everybody, even the guys that we don't like that own catch years. I don't like that system, but it's been created, and no one is going to take it away. As the example I gave, I told John DePersonier in my office, If legislators gave you the right to have the only hardware store in town, they're not going to take it away. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're not going to take it away. And this is what they did. They gave these guys the only hardware store in the Gulf, and they're not taking it away. But there'll be plenty of fish for everyone if we fix what's broken. That was created by the Enviros in 2005 and then back in 98. They started it with a 10-year rebuilding. And it all came into fruition. As we predicted, all right. These fisheries would shut down as they get healthy. Sea bass, black sea bass, 245% over its biomass.
Right.
Red snapper, we're tripping over them. You can't go in the water in the Gulf. You'll get chewed up. it's creating a real problem. I mean, so this bill fixes that. Only it does is allows, as Don Young said, it just allows for more access. It doesn't roll back any conservation. There will be continued rebuilding, continued long-term sustainability. And the best statement I heard was from Garrett Graves in Louisiana. He and his fellow congressman, as he said, we come from a state that has one of the largest commercial and recreational fisheries in the country. When you think about it, it's a sportsman state. That's their license plate. Okay. He said, would we be sponsoring a bill that would, you know, basically catch the last fish and put everybody out of business?
Right.
There's no way. There's just no way that would happen. You know, you're talking about major industries, both commercially and recreational. We'd be out of business. And same with our industry. With Yamaha, with the National Marine Manufacturers and all the boat builders and the tackle guys that are behind this bill with us, all the ASA groups, would they be supporting catching the last fish? There would be no more business for anyone.
Exactly.
Any tackle stores or anything. I mean, so the bottom line is, and, you know, Don Young has called them this already, not in that hearing, but he's called them a bunch of liars, and that's what they are. You know, it's not even misinformation, as I said before. They are outright lying. The environmental groups, they've been smoked out, they've been found, and even Frank Pallone knows they don't have any place in fisheries management. And God bless Frank for coming on board and being, he was always a good friend, as you know, for years with the fishermen, and he's come back, and you know what? People need to remember that about Frank, because he understands this better than anybody.
Okay, Jim, listen, I hope I get some heartbreak. Can you hang in for one more short segment, please?
Sure.
Okay, our listeners are on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P., weekend of July 14th and 15th. On the line is Jim Donofrio, Recreational Fishing Alliance. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
So is there anything? I mean, so the bottom line is, and, you know, Don Young has called them this already, not in that hearing, but he's called them a bunch of liars, and that's what they are. You know, it's not even misinformation, as I said before. They are outright lying. The environmental groups, they've been smoked out, they've been found, and even Frank Pallone knows they don't have any place in fisheries management. And God bless Frank for coming on board and being, he was always a good friend, as you know, for years with the fishermen, and he's come back, and you know what? People need to remember that about Frank, because he understands this better than anybody.
On WPG Talk Radio 104.1, South Jersey's talk station.
Yeah, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Again, weekend of July 14th and 15th. Well, Jim, how do anglers, again, as you always said, democracy is not a spectator sport. Get involved. Listeners, make calls, write letters, send emails. Jim, how do people get involved in getting this Senate bill and rework with language from H.R. 200 in it? What do we do?
Well, here's what we have. We have our two U.S. senators, Cory Booker and Bob Menendez, are on our bill. And I thank them both for the time they spent with us, them and their staff personally. Bob actually spent a lot of personal time with us. And is on the bill, and we asked them to get on it as written at the time. Now we know what we need because we were waiting for a House bill to pass, and we knew that to move a bill forward in the Senate, you come in not with guns blazing like you can in the House, because you know there's a different split between parties there.
Sure.
But now we're at a point where our your listeners here, our anglers, they can call up, respectfully call those two offices, or write them a letter and say, you know, we really like the language. We need the language, the flexibility language, the ACL language that's in H.R. 200 inserted into a final bill when passed and sent to the president for passage. That will keep us fishing. And both senators took tours in the Jersey Shore. They've been here. They know the pain with the tackle stores, with the party boats, the charter boats. They know the pain. And so they explained that to them, that this is the language that will get us fishing. But fishing sustainably, it doesn't roll back any conservation. And I think if the senators hear that, they're going to support us.
Well, Jim, I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but do you see this, again, passing the House? Do you see this? Now, again, as you said, the Enviros are backing off on there. They're not saying much on the Senate version until it's weeks. Do you see this? Is there maybe back on their heels a little bit? Again, vis-a-vis the Marine Conservation Network, Oceanopolis, the Seashore. Are they saying, like, we've poked the bear and blank is happening now?
There's a new sheriff in town, and, you know, and I put this all on the presidency, his leadership. There's a momentum. There's an atmosphere on Capitol Hill. I spent a day there yesterday on some issues, and I can tell you, it's refreshing. I've been a member of the Capitol Hill Club for 22 years, and I went there for lunch yesterday, and I've never seen it as packed. There was a waiting line to get lunch, and I told Stan, the manager, I said, isn't it great when the economy is booming and all these people are here working the hill, getting things done for our country? It's amazing having a president that loves this country first. And I just, the momentum is great. And I think, you know, even some of the Democrats realize it. They realize that we're in good shape right now. Right. And, you know, and it shouldn't be as partisan as it is and bitter. You know, the Pelosi's of the world and those people that are bitter, they need to go. We need to have the two-party system. It should work right. It used to work. The partisanship's got to stop. We've got a great president. They need to work with him, get this bill to him, and let's get us fishing.
Well, Jim, what this is going to mean, if this all shakes out and it goes in our favor, what this is going to mean, again, for the boating industry, for the tackle industry, all across the board, the tens of thousands of jobs, the millions upon millions upon millions of dollars in the economy, it's a win-win. I'm glad to see on both sides of the aisle, although that was a pretty close vote, that okay, the eyes are open, like, hey, let's get this done. This is going to be good. And then you have the enviros on the other end screaming, no, they want to wipe out all the fish in the ocean. And maybe now the Dems, again, are seeing, hey, maybe they're wrong. Maybe you know, we should go with the recreational community.
And you know, if you listen to the debate the other day, the Democrats that spoke against the bill didn't even know what they were talking about. In fact, one congressman, Jimmy Gomez from California, he doesn't have any dog in the fight. I mean, he was just coming out with rhetoric that he learned from Pew and NRDC and the Enviro groups. It was all rhetoric. It was all bull.
Right.
He didn't even know what he was talking about. The members of Congress, you know, Democrats and Republicans that were for the bill, they were from districts that have water, that have saltwater fishermen, both commercial and recreational, and businesses that depend on a law that allows for long-term sustainability. No one in business wants a short-term sustainable bill. No one wants it. You know, how can you make a business plan, you know, if you got a stock tackle?
Right.
I mean, picture Scotty over here and anybody or Tackle Direct, you know, all our friends, the real seed, Dave, Art Bateman.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to buy this tackle from the distributors like Folsom and Pure and everybody and stock it. How are they going to do that? How do you base your basic work, your business plan, when you don't have any certainty? This allows for certainty for the future for our industry and long-term sustainability, better access to healthy stocks. If CBS are at 240%, wow, my God. Well, let's go fish them and keep them at 100%, but give us more days at sea. So these guys can make some money, and they can have a lot of customers, bring new people into the business, bring your kids out, teach them how to fish, get them off the damn computer and them war games they play, and get them out in the outdoors and get in touch with life, with reality.
Jim.
Instead of sitting home in a cubicle here playing with all their friends. I mean, this is what's going on in this country. We've got to get more people outdoors fishing, and it's the best thing that ever happened.
Jim, very well said. Give that RFA website, Facebook, please.
It's joinrfa.org.
And listen, it's Facebook. Oh, and it's...
Recreational Fishing Lines Facebook. You'll see us there. Yep.
Jim, just I'll tell you, not to be a naysayer, but way back when, when it was first quashed, you know, the enviros got to the legislators. I said, man, I wonder if this is ever going to happen. Well, whoa, it did, and it's getting one step. Jim, before I let you go, can this be months? Will it be years? In your opinion, as you know how things move in both houses, what do you think?
Well, it could be any day. I mean, from what I heard.
Oh, wow.
I talked to Senator Sullivan's chief of staff before he left for his 4th of July weekend. He went up to his fishing camp in a remote area in Alaska. He loves to fish and hunt. And so he was up there. And then apparently they told me when he gets back, he's got a bill that he's ready to bring out. Now, he could do that any day, and he doesn't have to have hearings on it, which is great. So it could be like 1, 2, 3, take the H.R. 200 bill, put a bill together, and
right.
Pass a bill. So that could happen quickly. But listen, you know what happens. We don't know what's going to happen. There could be an earthquake. There could be a tsunami. There could be another crazy event that happens, and that, you know, that just slows Congress down, because most members of Congress, you know, when something like that happens, they focus on that issue and gets us off the fish stuff, which is not a priority for most. You know what I mean? Right. It's only a priority for our coastal guys, and, you know, rightfully so. But if you're out in the Midwest, you're out, and you got, you know, what you're worried about your corn grower or your soybean grower. You're not worried about a fish.
Sure, I got you.
So, you know, it's we got 15 coastal states. So, you know, that those delegations are the guys that are actually fighting for us. But, you know, you try to bring the other ones in because they like to share, they like to horse trade. But that's the more difficult thing when there's a national emergency or a international crisis. You know.
Sure.
So let's just hope things go good. Our president seems to be kicking doors down in Europe. And I love what he's saying. got a real negotiator and a businessman telling the countries where it's really at. We've been protecting them for years from Russia, and they're buying all their gas from Russia. Isn't that nice, huh?
You got it.
Well
Jimmy,
unscripted, President Trump, not a political actor like we've had the last few years and years before that. All political acting.
Well, Jimmy, listen.
The script, they're all Hollywood people.
Congratulations to RFA listeners. Join RFA.org. Jim, first one down. Let's get the second one done, brother. You take care. Dave, and you made a point. This was weeks ago, and all those people I'm speaking to at the tackle shops up and down from Cape May all the way up to northern Monmouth County. Dave, no one's complaining about this 18-inch minimum length limit now. This is a banner year for the fluke.
Well, I'm complaining because we know that the male flounder do not grow over 18 inches. We have a whole population of adult male flounder that are dying that we have cannot touch. This is absolutely ridiculous. But on the other hand, everybody's bringing home dinner.
Exactly.
And you can be bringing home dinner too. So it's, you know, we're in a win situation. The flounder are here, but you know, the only ones that can catch them are in the nets where the commercial guys have a 14-inch limit.
Don't even get into that, Shoal. Hey, Dave, listen,
now
real
we
fast.
We can get in for about three shows, couldn't we?
Hell yeah. Before I let you go, Dave, weak fish at night. Are you hearing anything?
Everything's at night. You know, there's some of the best bass fishing around. You know, around these jetties, around the bridges. You know, I'm selling eels every day, and these people aren't taking them home to eat them. I know the people. You know, I know some people might, but... But no, these eels are going into the striper's mouth. The bait is incredible. I'm sitting here watching. It's dead calm out here. I'm watching Peanut Bunker jumping in the creek now.
A lot of bait. Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that's it.
Everything's coming. There are weak fish. It's going to get better. There's stripers. It's going to get better. Everything's out here. It's all getting better. Just don't worry about the heat. You know, it's beautiful out here. Get out on the water. There's nothing much more I can say. It's a great year. Take advantage of it.
You got it, Cap. We'll see you this week, Dave. Take care.
Okay.
Plus, there's Flounder Alley. Flounder Alley at Harris. When you go at Harris, on your right-hand side is a sidewalk. There's three sidewalks individually. That's where exactly where the old bridge used to be, and that's the hot spot, too. You know, when you can catch 10 to 15 fish and one to three keepers, man, that's the big action. I'd rather have the action than the fish myself. But the whole thing is this. The action's here. Have some family fun. Take your kids out of that house, man, and get some sun, baby, because the fish
are here.
Season dinner.
Yeah. And, well, let me ask you a question.
Season dinner.
You have you have ninja minnows. I mean, who trains these things?
No. I have suicidal minnows. I train suicidal minnows.
They get down there, listeners. His minnows are, I think the flounder come up and look at him, and they get knocked out, man. It's like in a cartoon, and they drag up the fluke. Noel, any action at night with the sharks? Has that started?
Yeah, that's been started. I got a couple pictures up there of like three or four shots. I can put you on a hot spot for that, too. Some fresh bunker, some mackerel, and some other stuff you can use, herring and stuff like that. But the whole thing is this, man. The action's on at night. The action's during the day. The action's, I can guarantee you something. If you specialize in whatever type of fishing you do, man, I got a spot for you.